This is Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX. I'm Will James. The Seattle Women's March this past weekend was a massive outpouring of frustration and a show of strength for the forces opposing President Donald Trump. But some marchers acknowledge it did very little to bridge the deepening political and cultural divide in America. It's a gap that exists between liberal cities like Seattle and places like Grays Harbor County, where Trump won a majority of votes. 88.5's Warren Langford and I spoke to some of the marchers about how they hope to reach people who don't already share their worldview.
I think the best thing that we can do is just create a safe dialogue space for everyone, because I feel like when people talk to other people from like a different party, it ends in like a huge argument, and I feel like we just need to reach a state of understanding.
I think we just have to stand up for what we believe is right and not assume bad motives on the part of other people.
I mean, I'm from Appalachia. You look at Appalachia, those people are coal people, farm people. Aberdeen, it's lumber. I mean, that was one thing that really made me mad when I heard people talking about the people who did vote for Donald Trump as if they were unintelligent people.
I actually have kept all of my acquaintances, let's put it that way, on social media that don't necessarily follow the same viewpoints that I do, and have made concerted efforts to communicate, I think, reasonably level-headed about stances on things that I believe in, and trying to bring facts to the table rather than emotions. And there's been a couple of really positive conversations that have come out of that.
I think that what makes the biggest difference is one-to-one, face-to-face, get out there, be where they're at, and try to just address things calmly. You cannot sway any individual from their point of view in just one interaction. You cannot provide enough information in one interaction. It has to be continual. It has to be done with love, with care, and with respect.
Those were the voices of Aaliyah Hammond, Patty Holt, Kimberly Buchanan, David Johnson, and Martha Ortiz at the recent Seattle Women's March.